Sushma Pugalia.
6 weeks after Sri Lanka's worst natural disaster, the country's east coast is calm again. But thousands of makeshift graves lining the beach testify to the scale of the tragedy. The tsunami struck here at 9 a.m. on Boxing Day 2004. In a few devastating minutes, more than 30,000 people died, many trapped within their homes as buildings collapsed under the force of the waves. 3,000 died along this stretch of coast alone at Kalmunai, just south of Batik Loa. Of those who survived, some 200,000 are now forced to live in temporary camps. People like Alia Madina. She escaped the waves, but her struggle didn't end there.
To the ancient Egyptians, the ideal pick-me-up was literally a bloodbath. Meanwhile, in Rome, gladiators regarded it as the ultimate power drink. They drank the blood of their fallen opponents, believing it would give them strength. The practice of drinking blood still survives today. In parts of Kenya and Tanzania, the Maasai people still get a good proportion of their nutrition from the blood of their cattle.